back only 200 years ago, who could afford to listen to their favorite musicians or to watch their favorite actors, favorite plays? Who could afford to do it? Only royalty, and even then they were limited in terms of which musician was in town or what players were in town. Today, we have it literally at the tip of our finger, whether it's on our MP3 or on our DVD player. Imagine, just think about the luxury that we're living in. Kings and queens did not live that kind of luxury. However, we get used to it, we adapt. And sometimes it's a good thing because we also adapt to difficult experiences. And the question is, how do we learn, in a sense, to eat the cake and leave it whole, meaning to adapt to the painful, but not to remain impervious or to become impervious, to become indifferent to the privilege that we have? How do we maintain the gratefulness? And it's by being mindful, by thinking about those wonderful things that we have, whether it's in a friend, whether it's in a movie we watch, whether it's in the lunch that we're going to have served to us in our house later. The gratitude exercise, one of the reasons why it's so powerful, because what we're doing is we're co-creating our reality. Most of the questions that we ask or are asked of us is, what's wrong? What needs to be improved? What are my weakness areas? Important questions, not enough. If these are the only questions that we ask, as far as we're concerned, the good does not exist.